Why? The yad kamla kam Rabbi Shmuel Hossam al dechimamayit biachila kamamayit ktsira. Now, when does Rabbi Shmuel say in our Mishnah that you should make less of a ktsira? Only cut off 3 soin worth of barley, not 5. Dechimamayit biachila, if you cut off less, kamamayit ktsira, you're doing less of a malacha. Therefore, you're better off doing less of a malacha to not cut off 5 soin, but rather only cut down 3. Alright, turn over. We'll continue one on the other side. But over here, if you come a the achilo, come if you're going to take off only 2 figs, that's the 2 separate branches, you're going to end up doing more of a melacha. You have to do 2 ktsiris. So that is therefore it's simple. The melacha should be, show us my thingam. That you only cut off the 1 branch that has the 3 figs on it, because the melacha is only 1 melacha. So that you're better off doing one melacha. Even though the ma'isa there is a ribu b'shirim, like lechatchila, if you'd have a choice of 1 branch that has 3 figs and 1 branch that has 2 figs, of course you should only pull off the one that has 2 figs. Because pulling off the 3, there is an issa of ribu b'shirim. But it's not like doing a whole new melacha of ktsira. So if a vadi here, where you have 2 separate ones on 2 separate branches, and 1 branch has 3, pshita do just 1 ktsira with the 3, that's all that's the plus of a chilu Shabbos. Now the Mishnah says, mitzvah so'imer, lo'avi min ha'koriv. The mitzvah of Omer is to bring the wheat, bring the barley, from the closest to Yerushalayim. And the Gemara will say 2 reasons why. Now, lo'i biker ha'koriv Yerushalayim. Let's say you cannot find a barley that's close to Yerushalayim. Or else Rashi says, I mean, lo'i biker means it wasn't ripe yet, that the barley close to Yerushalayim is not ripe yet. Since so, and you have to bring from the chodesh, from the new crop, since so, you can bring it from any place of Eretz Yisrael. And ma'isa once happened, shebor migagos rifim. The ones came and brought the barley from this place, gagos rifim, which was far away, was near Lid, was far away from Yerushalayim. Or shtelechem once happened, and they brought the shtelechem, the wheat, for Yishtelechem, Midikas, Ayin Secher, from this place, was near Shechem. So even though far away, if they couldn't put anything closer, Avad, as long as it's brought from you, Eretz Yisrael, it's okay. Just like a Chilu, the Mishnah says, you should bring it from places close to Yerushalayim. So most likely it says, my time, what's the reason it should be close to Yerushalayim? He brings them one chapter, Mishum Karmel. Most of it says, Karmel means fresh. Rashi says, Takriv, Rach, Umoli. Stay at full rock, it should be soft and fresh. So if you have to bring it from a long, a far away place, the wind on the way will make it hard. That's a sword to bring it closer. He brings some other pshatis. Mishum de'emavir ala mitzvahs. Pashut, don't be mavir ala mitzvahs. Since you can bring it from a place closer to Yerushalayim, don't go far away to get it from a far away place. Rather do the mitzvahs as soon as possible. Then it says, Ma'isah Shabbat, let me give us three from what's happened. They brought the Omer from this place, give us three from. Tell me about it. Christ says like this, this was a story. She should sell Malchay Beis Chashmonei Zeal Zeh. By the Beis Chashmonei, they're having fights one over the other. So they were fighting around over Yerushalayim. Where you hook this Mibachutz, they asked for Rublis, Ibifnim. So Rashi said, these were two brothers. Hook this, as soon as the two brothers. And they were fighting who should conquer. One was inside Yerushalayim, one was outside Yerushalayim. Now, b'chol yom v'yom, every day, the people inside would send some money outside, a coupon in the basket, omar lehem tamidim, a korban, they didn't start the korban atamid, so you used to at least let them take in a korban, an animal, to make the korban atamid. Ha'yishom zakenech, there's one older person, as he says, mivifnim, inside. Sh'ayimaki b'chokhmas yivonis, he knew how to talk, chokhmas yivonis. So, the chokhmas yivonis, so laws lehem, the Chachmas Yivonis, he like made signals to them, the Chachmas Yivonis. Omelin, he said like this, that Kol Zaman Shasukim V'Yavoida, Kol Zaman, they're doing the Avoida, and him Serem V'Yotchem, if somebody inside told the people outside, listen, Kol Zaman, you're going to deliver a Korban HaTamid to be brought inside, you're not going to win Yerushalayim. So they listened to people outside. The market the next day, Shul Shul and Vinyu, the people inside, sent outside the money again, the coupon in the basket, but this time, this time they lifted up a pig. the kid went shagir lechati choyma, when the pig was lifted up halfway up the choyma, the wall, this was around Yerushalayim, north of Tipona the choyma, the pig stuck his fingernails into the wall, then his daza at Yisrael Abba Meir's parcel, Abba Meir's parcel. The Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parcels by 400 parcels. Shmuel says that the Eretz Yisrael, when that happened, when Eretz Yisrael shook 400 parcels by 400 parcels, so the Chum said then that Oru should be cursed, Shiyagdil Chazir, a person that raises a pig, and also the Oru should be cursed, Shiyumad Bnei Chochmas Yivonis, anybody that teaches his son Chochmas Yivonis, and because this person inside knew the Chochmas Yivonis, he was able to talk to the Romans outside, and that's what happened. Now, the Yalois is sure, at that time, Shanina was late, that Maisa once happened, Shabu Haim and Meginas Trifim, that they had a firstborn, the Bali, that came from Ginas Trifim, a faraway place they couldn't get from closer. Or Shtelechim, that year also, and it came Shavuos, in order to get the wheat for the Shtelechim, that was the year that it happened, Midikas Ayin Secher, that they finally got wheat from this Bikar Ayin Secher. And Rashi says, because those army men, the Oysa Chayelos, they destroyed all the wheat or barley around Yerushalayim. So that year, after they went away, they couldn't find any barley or wheat close to Yerushalayim. They had to find it far away. So Moses says, what happened was, Kimati Omer, that year when it became the second day of Pesach, they had to have the barley to bring the Omer, they didn't know where to bring it from. Like all the lands around Yerushalayim were destroyed. So they didn't know where to bring the Omer. So afterwards they proclaimed, they made an announcement. So who knows where to find barley? So also Chash, a person that could hear but can't speak, came. So he said it like this: Oisir Chad Yod Igra, one hand he pointed towards the roof. For Chad Yod Atzrifa, one hand he pointed towards like a tent. So Amunu Mordechai, so Mordechai was like, was a Chacham there? He said, Rashi Shoyi B'mei Ach. Achashverosh, Rashi turned his mamash to Mordechai, B'nei Achashverosh. So, Amunu Mordechai, Mi'ika Duchta, Tishmo Gina Tzrifim. Is there any place around it that's called Gina Tzrifim? And that's what this person needs to tell us. If you want to know where to find Bali, go to a place called Gina Tzrifim. Or else maybe a Tzrifim Gagos, maybe the name was the opposite way around. Tzrifim Gagos. So, Bortko, they checked all over the Ashkechul, they found. And they found that's the place where to get Bali from. And the same thing happened that year, Ki Boy Lasuya Shtelechim, it came Shavuos that year. They had to bring the fresh wheat to make the Shtelechim with. Because they had the Yod and Eichel Lasuya, they didn't know where to bring it from. So Achuz also, they asked around, Achuz, they put out announcements. And also Yehu Gavro Charash, again, this person that could hear but can't speak, came, and Isav Yodei, one finger this time, he pointed towards his eye, V'chad Yod HaSichra, and one a finger he pointed towards the Sichra. Rashi says that's the Gechur Shabbat Mezuzah Sadelis, Shabbat Teichum, that's the hole where the doorpost stays on, where the door turns around on. That little hole, that's where he pointed to. In other words, the sockets of the bolt, that's where he pointed to. So again, Amunu Mordechai said, Miyikaduch, there's any place around the Shema Ayin Secher, the name should be called Ayin Secher, or Secher Ayin, or the other way, Secher Ayin. So Bortko, they checked out, Yashkechu, they found. So that was the mindset of that year, they had to find the wheat from far away, and they had to find the barley from far away. Now the Gemara says, Hanu Sholish Noshim, there were three ladies, the Icy Sholish Kinim, that they brought three pairs of birds for Kabonis. Chodamru, one said, Zivosi, one said, I'm bringing this right now for my Zivosi. The Chad Omer once says Liyamosi, since that means Yoyma for the day. The Chad Omer Liyamosi for my Oyla. So, Zavim, when they thought to say Zivosi means a Zavah Mama, she was a complete Zavah. That's why she's bringing her two Kabonis now, two birds now. What does Liyamosi mean for my day means? Liyamosi Mamish, to the day also. But then Liyamosi means like for the Yam, for the flow of the dam. Mamish, Liyanosi means Li'oyna Tekula, that he meant to say for all the period of time that passed by, for a regular period. So Gemara thought to say, if so, Tekula Chod Echatis, V'Chod Oyla, they're all the same type of a thing, the Kabbalahs for a Zavah. So out of these two birds, one is a Chatis, all of them, and one is an Oyla. Moricha said back, no. Shemo, maybe the lady meant like this, that the Zoiv Sichno, she became a Sakona, she had such a big flow of dam then, she was Sakona Sephoshis. And because of that, after she got well, but she wants to bring the Taita, she wants to give her daughter to Hashem. Shem also the Yam Sichno, she went over a journey over the Yam, the Sakona happened there. So she wants to like give her daughter to Hashem. Well, Shemo the Anusif, maybe she had a Sakona with her eyes. Something happened with her eyes. She had an infection in the eye. If so, the Kumi Anus Ninu, that the one only Kobrela, her daughter to Hashem, the not a Kobrechata, the only Kobrela. So much that's what happened. Brought back, they checked out the ashes they found. That's not the truth. That's what happened. All she meant to say was, she's a Makam Sakona, therefore all these Oifais are only a carbon oila. Alright, we'll stop here.